to do before you get there. And that's why we are doing teachings like this. It may not be relevant to some people at this point. Maybe they are at a point in their life where they don't really have dreams or visions like that. But let me tell you, a time will come sooner or later. Are you with me? And you just have to pay attention. You know, someone called me and said, Pastor, now, he has started visiting at the Abuja church. I cannot really say he's a full member. He just comes, goes. We read engineering together in the university many years ago. And he said, I have a major decision to make. And I need direction. Now, I said, why have you not been in church? Where were you? He said he just realized, though, that is the teaching series that we are talking about that he needs. I can tell you, if he was in church, the answer would have just settled on him. I don't even, you know what I'm talking about. The answer would have settled on him like dew. Settled like dew. Joel chapter 2 verse 28. It says, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Now, I want to say what the scripture is not. It's not trying to say that the old men will dream dreams and young men will see visions. I've seen people use this scripture to say that God doesn't really speak to us by dreams. That dreams are for old people who are tired of life and they are dreaming things that have no relevance. That's what I've heard people say. I've even heard some people say that God doesn't lead by dreams. Well, you know one thing about the truth, eh? You can't destroy the truth. You can destroy your opinion of the truth, but you cannot destroy the truth. Did you hear what I just said? You can destroy your opinion of the truth. Now, with all due respect, even very high ministers that I respect with my life have said things like that, and I get their point. It is true that some people can be misled by visions, they can run into error, but that does not negate or repudiate the fact that God leads by visions. And the earlier you open yourself to it, the better. Because God is king. We are not the one to determine how he will lead us. He will determine how he will move. He will determine how he will lead us. He will determine how he will speak to us. He says, your old men shall dream dreams and your young men shall see visions. What's he trying to say? He's trying to say that when the Holy Spirit comes, it does not have any regard for age. Whether you are old, you can still dream. Whether you are young, you will still see visions. Are you with me? Glory! If you look at it, that's the context there. You see him say, he says, it shall come back after what? I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters, that means whether male or female, your old men shall dream this, young men shall see visions. Verse 29. Also upon servant and upon handmaid. So whether you are a servant, whether you are a handmaid, people may wonder, what does handmaid mean? Usually, what handmaid or handmaids mean is when you have a queen or a princess, the people that assist her, for instance. So, there are levels of servants. You know, the gateman of the president may be richer, than the CEO of one company somewhere. The barber of the King of England or the Queen of England. I think the King of England now. King Charles, right? The barber to the king may be richer than a governor in Nigeria. It's possible. I don't know if you're following me. So that's a handmaid. People who serve nobles. The lady that works with the queen or the princess is called the handmaiden. So he's saying whether you are a servant. She's a servant too, but her own servant is from normal servants. So we did not call her normal servant. It says servants and handmaids. Are you with me? Whether you are a servant to the king or you are a servant in one boy's quarter, the Holy Ghost will reach you. Glory. Also upon the servant and upon the handmaid in those days, I will pour out my spirit. Now, do you realize that before the Holy Ghost came, people were dreaming in the Old Testament. But now we're saying that when the Holy Spirit comes, people will still have dreams and visions. That means if there was ever supernatural guidance by visions and dreams in the Old Testament, by the Holy Spirit, it will increase to a greater measure in the New Testament. Are you with me? So if there's any time we are going to see the flow of the revelatory powers of God, it's now. Praise the Lord. Cover me by the Spirit. And we began to talk about types of visions. And I said, the first type of vision is a spiritual vision. When a person has a vision or sees something in his spirit. And dreams fall under this category. I said, under spiritual visions, you have visions that show up on the canvas of your heart, on your spirit, or a dream. You are seeing something in the spirit. As you are sitting down here, you can actually see pictures in your spirit. Now, how do you know it's your spirit? It will be forming in the crucible of your heart and not your mind. You know, one of the things I believe is lacking currently, you know, Kenny Hagin, just before he died in the year 2003, after doing ministry for 70 years, they asked him, what are the two most important things God is trying to do today? He said, there are two things God has been doing and will keep on doing to the end of the age. Number one, God is building the local church. Let me tell you, when a generation of people say, I'm tired of church, I don't want church, I want network. Apostolic network. Listen, as long as you gather in the name of Jesus, you are a church. Because when it boils down to it, you need that local family. God is building the local church and God is trying to teach people to flow with the Spirit. You see, this one, flow with the Spirit. It takes some level of training and practice over time to flow with the Spirit. So right now, you can be here, but you are seeing a vision. So how do you know that it's not a hallucination? Like the guy was asking a question on Sunday. I didn't have time to break too much down for him. And even if I broke it down, I will even understand. That was my concern. A vision can be painted, right? As you are sitting down right now, it can be painted on your heart very strongly. It is different from your mind. Your mind is imaginations coming around your thoughts, and there's a place for that. But your heart, when you know it's a vision from God, it is that it will be so strong, like pictures that you couldn't even pick out together. God will find a graphical way to paint it on the canvas of your heart. Let me give an instance. So, now, don't try this at home. Caution. Praise the Lord. You know, when it comes to spiritual things, the same way in medicine, as you grow, there are certain things that some specialists can do. They will tell younger doctors, be careful. You cannot just do a surgery at a certain level. Are you with me? Dr. Wana, am I correct? They may say, okay, this particular surgery, Dr. Catherine, am I correct? This particular surgery, we can't handle it now. So there are some things that people at certain levels will do when it comes to spiritual things like this that, are you with me? That's why I'm giving you a guideline before I say what I want to say. So a lady came to see me one time in the year 2023, January, yes. And she was talking to me, saying, oh, Pastor, I'm not married. Complain, my marriage is one. I want to get married. I'm trying to go abroad. It's not working. Nothing is working. This one is not working. As she was talking, I began to see. I saw a tall, slim man with beards from here to here. I described this man from head to toe. I said, I think I'm seeing somebody in the spirit. This person looks to me like your husband. Ha. Before I could finish talking, she just shouted, hey, prophet. Now, I don't know why God allows me to see like that regarding her. I've noticed that from the very first day I met a particular lady, when it has to do with her issues, I don't know if it's a kind of prayer or the connection between our ministry and her. That was how she joined New Breed. So before she came to New Breed, then we're in classroom. I went for a prayer meeting and Pastor Promise told me to round up the prayer meeting. As I closed my eyes, I saw written with fire on the wall, Bielsa. I said, there's somebody here. I said, I'm seeing Bayelsa in the spirit. God is saying that he has a work to, for you to do in Bayelsa. And she's a very dramatic personality. She just shouted, Jesus! You know, the prophetic is a very interesting thing. Let me tell you the truth. If I want to come for this service, eh, and every service will just come and say, stand up. By now, maybe I'll be driving G-Wagon. Well, you can practice. Amen. So, she just running around there shouting, ah, I applied to one place and they just gave me a job to come to Bayelsa in the next 2 days. I said, the Lord says, go is with you. And she went, she was favored, got an open door. The next Sunday, I saw her in church. Say, ah, the pastor always see like that. Make her they follow. You know why the devil is interested in the prophetic? Because God is interested in the prophetic. And so I saw this man. I'm seeing someone that looks like your husband. I said, well, now, see where I'm going to. I said, this is what I saw. But, well, it's not cast in stone. 2 weeks later, auntie returns. That, actually, she didn't want to tell me that day, but as at that time, somebody had come to visit her. She went to visit somebody, and in the compound when she went to visit, there was a young man that passed that fitted that description completely. Not knowing that the young man that passed saw her and went and told her family that as I passed that lady, I felt like I passed the woman I'm supposed to marry. As in, two people, strangers that I've not met anywhere. You know, all those theories say, you are not married because you are not putting yourself out. It's not true. If God wants you to get married tomorrow, like this, tomorrow, it can happen today. Like, oh my God. How can you pass somebody? That's the realm of the spirit is such a powerful realm. He passed her, not even seeing her face complete. He passed her and she visited the family and went. He went back to the house and said, that lady that visits you. You know, there's a difference between trying to say, I want to maybe set, is it what is it? Set P or what? What does that P mean? I want to try and ask out this lady. That's not what happened though. He passed her and said, I just know that woman is my wife. And so, the description I gave and description of the young man complete the same. Head to toe. It's a spiritual vision. In the spirit. Now, I was talking to her, but it was like a book opened in my spirit, inside. Are you getting what I'm saying? So, as you grow spiritually, you have to start learning to pay attention to pictures. Pictures that form on your spirit. Pictures that form on your spirit. Pictures that form on your spirit. Dreams also fall under this category. Then, we talked about the fact that even when Paul was blind, Paul still saw a vision. Are you following me? Then we talked about trances. Trances are said to happen when your physical senses are suspended. Not because you're unconscious, but because you become more conscious of the spirit realm. You know, a first timer on Sunday got my number and messaged me. While we were worshiping and praying, there were human beings, there was one young man, while the whole move of the Holy Ghost was breaking out, one young man in Abuja was sleeping. Like with the kind of fire that was, he was sleeping. Then a first timer in Port Harcourt church messaged me and said, Pastor! She just wrote, I saw. I said, what did you see? She said, when we were worshiping and praying, and I was declaring, blessed are your eyes for they see. Your eyes open. It's as if somebody just removed something from my eyes, and she saw Jesus standing in Port Harcourt church, inside the service. She said, at the place where Jesus was standing, somebody fell. Before you know, the second, okay, you remember. Another person fell. See, trances, your physical senses are suspended. Not because you are unconscious, but because you have become more conscious of the spirit realm. When one falls into a trance, your senses are suspended for a moment. You're not even aware that anything is happening. But it's like you are sitting down here. And sometimes when people are in a trance, they can be sitting out here, but they've gone. Kaya Balakaya. Ken Hagin, in his book, I Believe in Visions, talked about one time he was praying in the church. Praying in the And everybody came to the altar to pray. Those days, he said, those days people like to come to the altar to pray around the altar. And he was kneeling down to pray. And why he was kneeling down to pray, he felt like he entered somewhere. He was not dreaming. He was wide awake. He saw himself praying, still praying. But gradually, it was as if the house began to divide. And he kept on going up. And he heard a voice said, come up hither. And he kept on going up and going up. And by the time he got up, Jesus was at the ceiling of the church. And Jesus said, come. Come. And just began to show him many things. Jesus told him, look at America. I'm going to give America one last warning. Imagine Jesus saying, I'll give America one last warning in 1952. You know, the realm of visions is a very... See, you can't lie in that realm. The spirit realm, no matter what you are doing on ground, sometimes God has to open your eyes to see what is the present spiritual position of a thing from that realm. Let me tell you the truth. You know I'm teaching this thing? You know I'm teaching it? The reason, real reason I'm teaching it is because it's part of my spiritual inheritance. If you are a true son or daughter of new breed of Pastor David Oginorobo, you must see. You must be seen. Either by dream. I don't know if you get me. It's part of my inheritance. Some churches may not pay attention to it. No problem. We, in this tribe. Ala Kapoliatama. In this tribe. Because in 2017, God told me something. I went for a meeting. And they were singing and worshiping. And it was as if the Holy Ghost was not flowing the way he would have flowed normally. And I was like, why am I supposed to be here? First of all, he said, you are not supposed to be here. You are not supposed to be here. You made a mistake. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. He said, secondly, I want to tell you something. So while they were praying and I was saying, Lord, I'm sorry for coming. I'm not supposed to be in this meeting, but I was here. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. He said, one of my divine assignments for you is that I will use you to preserve ancient landmarks. So one of my spiritual assignments, and it will become more obvious later in the body of Christ, that many things of old will be preserved. I don't know if you are following me. And so, I've had a trance before. I've had trances. The times, that song, you open my eyes to see, you see you in the cloud. It was Campbell 2022. We're singing and praying here. And I was thinking and I saw a cloud. And I began to sing. This is the rain. We're in a worship session in the university. And while the pastor was still preaching, I left. I left the service. And I saw angels blowing trumpets. And when they were shouting, this is the rain. The latter rain. It is the rain of the Lord. I am soaked in your presence. I am soaked. Trances. Have your way. This have your way that we are singing. I was in a trance in 2008. Mark that day, 2008. We're having a teenage program. And while Pastor Desmond and Pastor Elijah were praying, I was taking up. By the time I was done, they had closed the service. I came back. It was wake. It was tap this to call me back. That's a trance. A trance. Praise the Lord. I want to open scriptures, but the journey, we have a long journey to go. Okay, let's try. Acts chapter 22, verse 17. Acts 22 from verse 17 to 18. It says, and it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance. Do you see that? While I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance. And I saw him say unto me, make haste and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. Are you seeing this? Who is the him? He saw Jesus. He was in a trance. So, oh my God. Jesus can... You know, people can say, it's not... Are we not supposed to preach the gospel everywhere? Jesus knows the details per time. He said, he told Paul, get out of this place quickly. I was in a trance. In fact, all our ministry endeavors, church planting endeavors, has been by trances. February 2020, I was in a trance. It was in this, close to where used to be the health bay before. I was praying for service. You know, also, I want to say this. I know I said it on Sunday, but let me say it. If you're not a man of prayer and fasting, don't trust your visions. Especially trances. Trances and open visions can only work on the energy of prayer and fasting. Dreams are the first level. Dreams, visions in your spirit. Are you getting me? Most of our ministry endeavors were by trances. Praise the Lord. So February, praying for service. I was praying for service. Praying, oh God. Now, this service I'm praying for, we are not going to be up to four people in the service. So church was just barely 4 months, 5 months. So I was just praying for the service. And I said, you know what, let me bait. So I went and baited, dressed up. I don't know why the Lord keeps doing that thing. When I'm about to finish dressing up for a service, I keep falling into trances, especially for new church movements. And so I said, let me just dress up and all of that. I was still trying to button shirt, arrange my belt, and I went. I saw myself at someone that looked like Ikeja. Particularly Opebi. I was in a hall. I saw Pastor Wisdom. Praise the Lord. Myself, Pastor Wisdom, and somebody else that I don't know. We finished praying. It was a prayer and fasting meeting in the trance. So we finished praying and we used malt and biscuits to break our fast. You know, a trance will be so real, you would think you are actually, that's the life that you are living until you come back. I don't know if you are getting me. And so we broke this fast and we're just about to leave the hall. Now, the hall looks like where I've used before for a meeting, One Winning Life Conference Center. So we're about to leave the hall for a meeting. Then two people walked in and sat down in the hall. And Pastor Wisdom went to meet them. So I told Pastor Wisdom, go and check on these guys. Who are they? They said, we came for service at New Breed. I said, tell them that we have finished praying and fasting. They should go home. We don't have any service. He told them, do you know what they said? We know. And sat down there. Another set came. We know. Before we could say, Jack Robinson, the whole hall was filled up. After a while, people were now standing and the place was blocked. Now, how did I know it was Lagos? There was a lady I went to school with in my secondary school. Now, in that revelation, she was as slim as she used to be in secondary school. Are you with me? But in the real life, I know that she has relocated to Lagos from Port Harcourt. Her and her husband are relocated and she's plumpy. But in that vision, she was very skinny. And she came with a Bible and sat down. When I saw, I said, this is Lagos. Then I saw one of my classmates, Thomas Makinwa, also in the meeting. I said, this is Lagos. Because he also is based in Lagos. He's a Lagos boy. Both based in Lagos. While I was standing, he brought clip mic for me. The clip mic was not working. He now brought a normal mic. In fact, the technical crew just appeared immediately. Then I said, are you ready for the word? Before I could say, are you ready for the word? He said, they're shouting, come to Lagos and preach. Come to Lagos and save us. They were shouting at a point. They kept on shouting, come and preach. Come and save us. Then I said, you know what? I'm coming. I went and picked the mic. Sat on booping. I said, are you ready for the word? They all shouted, yes, sir. And I woke up and I got to where my button was. By the time I came back, I said, God has sent us to Lagos. We have a work in Lagos. So I know by inheritance, in the spirit, God gave us that place. Are you getting me? Trances. Yeah, I've told you the story about Abuja's own many times. Praise the Lord. If it's about visions, I can tell you about visions. People who are close to me, and I saw Pastor Wisdom, my wife. It shows the present reality. Visions. Praise the Lord. Now, the third type of vision is the open vision. Now, like I said on Sunday, in open visions, your physical senses are not suspended. They are overlapped. So, while your eyes are wide open, everybody is here, but you are seeing other things that other people are not seeing. In fact, it can be so real, you will think other people are seeing what you are seeing. until you now ask them, they now say, no, we are not seeing. Like what a lady had on Sunday is an open vision. Many of the prophets in the Old Testament operated this way. Balaam operated this way. 1 Samuel chapter 3 from verse 1, the Bible says, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. Meaning the word of the Lord was cast. Now what does this tell you? It means that one of the signs that there is a move of God around the season, there will be visions. He says, now the word of the Lord was cast in those days. There was no open vision. Now, you see, read verse 2. Came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down his place and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. Verse 3. And ere the Lamb of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. That the Lord called Samuel and he answered, here am I. If you read this thing very well to the ending, you will discover that God started with Samuel with a voice, but ended up showing him a vision. Read it later. 1 Samuel chapter 3. Read it later. It was a vision eventually. Praise the Lord. Now, do you remember what happened on the Mount of Transfiguration in Matthew 17? Where Jesus was praying and they saw heaven opened and they saw him with Elijah and Moses. Look at Matthew 17 from verse 9. Matthew 17 from verse 9. Everybody read 1, 2, 3, go. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. Oh, that means, do you know that if you read that thing and you don't read this verse, you would think that physically Moses and Elijah was with Jesus. They were in an open vision. Peter saw it and said, let's build one for Moses. Let's build one for Elijah. He was trying to build temples, whereas God wanted to make him a temple. Let's build one for this person. Let's build one. Jesus told him, he did not know that he was an open vision. He didn't even know. Until he heard a sound from heaven and all of them frightened. They took cover. He says, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. You know, one of the lessons you can learn from that place. As you grow in spiritual things, it's not every vision you share with everybody. You share it with only spiritual people, mature people around you. I've learned from experience. Those days, I was just up. I saw something, though. I've learned. There are things that you will see if you talk about the realm of reality. You can actually cause a war from that. I remember, you know, this one is a gruesome one. We had a member of this church some years ago. That member was he didn't last up to 3 months. He just came, I think he relocated. I think job or work carried him away. And he was about to get married. I was praying in the room. My wife was sleeping. And I was awake. Then I had an open vision. God. I saw him and his fiancée, they were having sex. I said, ah! So, I was like, God, why are you showing me this thing? I was so frightened. I was like, God, why are you showing me this thing? He said, I want you to warn him. It's time to tell him that no, he shouldn't continue. Say, I love him, but I want you to. I was so scared. Now, that doesn't mean I see everything. No, are you with me? I only see what the Lord asked me to see. So if the Lord does not show it to me, you can't see it. So I called him. When I told him, you need to see the he was like, ha! You know when someone is dumbfounded? So I said, I'm not saying it to just, this is what the Lord says. Last, if you're not showing me, I'll go no. You are laughing. You know, there are people that they like to use those type of things to haunt other people. There is sin in the camp. There is sin. Hey, there is sin. I just saw. Everybody will shake and say, is it me? Oh God, is it me? Is it me? If not, so they do it like this here. If I don't turn to, hey, judge over. Praise the Lord. So quickly, let's talk a little bit about dreams. Dreams happen when you are asleep. The spirit realm takes advantage of the stillness in your soul and mind, away from the distractions of your life and day. Dreams happen when people are asleep. Now remember, dream is the type of spiritual vision, right? God waits. Or the spirit realm, let me put it that way. The spirit realm waits from where you are away from the distraction of your life and your day to give you important information and insight. Job chapter 4 from verse 12 to 13. Then we'll go to Job 33. It says, now a thing was secretly brought to me, and my ear received a little thereof. In thoughts from the visions of the night. Are you seeing this? What did he call it? Visions of the night. When deep sleep falleth upon men. Visions of the night. Now go to Job 33. Let's read from Job 33 from verse 14. It says, for God speaketh once, yea twice, yet man perceiveth it not. Now, the reason why sometimes visions are important is because the simple basic ways, people don't even perceive. I'm telling you, while we cannot tell the Lord to only follow one pattern of leading, there is a way you can master the inward witness, the written word, that God can speak to you. Listen, the Lord can speak to you in simple ways. A tree can just blow, can just bend, and God has spoken to you. I don't know if you are getting me. You can pass a post, for instance, something has been happening. You know, let me give a good example. Some of you, most of you, if you have the Holy Ghost, you should have operated in this one. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt like something was coming, but you don't really know what? You can just feel it. Then, when you are getting close to something and that thing eventually happens, you know this thing has come to pass. If you are healthy spiritually, before you see a vision, you have that. And it's important because dreams and visions are not standalone leadings. They must align with the other types of leadings that God is doing in your life. You know, a lady was telling me, oh, she had a dream, this man she wanted to marry. But before the dream, every time they are close, they talk about the whole wedding thing. There's this fear within her that, see, if you go into this thing. It says, God speaketh once, twice, but man perceiveth it not. When you just have this funny feeling about a thing, a person, as a pastor, if you don't have this, oh, you make mistakes. You make many mistakes. And the higher you go, you become more excellent at it. It's not every, oh my God. See, the spirit realm, it's so important because sometimes A can be good today. A can be wrong tomorrow. We went to minister at law school in Abuja. Powerful meeting, very powerful. I announced that next week Saturday, we're having another one. Everybody say glory. They all shouted glory, we're having another one. As I announced it, I felt a check inside. I went into the car. I sat down and I called Pastor Ikene. I said, Pastor, I'm having a check in my spirit. I don't know if this thing is going to hold. And I began to pray. The more I prayed, the more... God does not need to show me a vision again. The more I prayed and the more I was checking, that release was not going. I said, tell them we are not having the meeting. I've learned from experience before. Many times, and you don't want to see what will happen when you disobey that thing. No, you don't want to see it. When you disobey and you now see it, you're like, ah, hey, I should have listened. Praise the Lord. It says, God speaketh once, yea, twice, but man perceived it not. Then, see what he says. The next verse, Job 33. Is it verse 12 or verse 13 or 14? Where are we? Verse 15. It says, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings on the bed. So now, because he's not perceiving, he's not getting these witnesses. Maybe the angel is trying to do him like this. He's not getting. You want to go for a trip. You know, we talk about signs. You want to go for a trip. You are very excited on the day of the trip. It's as if all your excitement just... those are signs you should not ignore. Or 2 days to the place, two or 3 days to the trip, you're like, this trip, must I go? Then you want to go, you forget your bag. Oh, my bag. You want to go, you forget your key. Oh, my key. You want to go, you forget your phone. Angels are telling you, don't go. they are telling you, where are you going to? But because your spirit is not trained to. When you are forcing something to happen by force, you know the just buildings that collapsed. They said a child woke up in the morning and told daddy, I'm not going to school. Say, why? He said, I don't know. He said, what is the problem? He said, daddy, I don't know. I don't want to go to school. 8-year-old child. I don't want to go. I don't know. I don't want to go to school. Something. Ha. The father said, when he saw the way the child was acting, it's not that, okay, what is the reason? Not is the child just woke up like out of sleep. You woke up and said, no, I'm not going to school. That was the day the building fell. That's when they would say, that's a child of destiny. Science. So when the person does not listen, God goes to dreams now. Okay, let's give him dreams. Let's continue. Verse 15. Holy Spirit. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep followed upon men, in slumberings upon the bed. Verse 16. Then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction. That means sometimes a dream can be an angel talking to you. He's talking, but you are seeing picture. He opened the ears of men and said their instruction. I mean, you cannot influence you. You cannot change. He seals what you try to change. Have there been some dreams where there are some dreams where you are watching what is happening, and there are some dreams where you are acting in what is happening, where you felt like you can make a decision. Should I run like this? Should I go like this? Don't play with spirit realm. Don't play with spirit realm. In fact, I don't even know what is going on. There is a move of the spirit right now. Strange people have been calling me for the past 1 week. I've been seeing you in my dream. Somebody who I graduated, we left the university together 9 years ago, called me out of the blues. He said, I saw you in my dream praying for me. Before this service, as I was coming, someone messaged me on Instagram. He said, I saw me talking to you in the dream, telling you I'm supposed to report to you. I'm supposed to report to you about the next phase of my life. Every day, since Sunday to today, these people are not even members of New Breed at all. Something has happened. Let's go on. Then he opened the ears of men and sealed their instruction. Verse 17, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. When a man has purpose in himself to do his own thing, he wants to withdraw you from that thing and hide pride from you. You know, you can be so sure of the wrong way. I've seen this thing. You can be cocksure that you are right, but you are wrong. You don't know. You know some people, they never see they are wrong. They cannot see that. And God is telling you, the way you are going, there is a ditch in front. And he shows you something. He gives you a warning ahead of time. And hide pride from man. Read on. Now, I believe this Job 33 from verse 14 is actually a tale of God speaking to men and they don't yet listen. What now begins to happen? Listen, let's go on. He keepeth back his soul from the pit, and his life from perishing by the sword. He is chastened also with pain upon his bed, and the multitude of his bones with strong pain. So, when... Oh my God. Can I explain this thing? There are some things we call delay is not delay. There are some things we call challenge is not a challenge. Because you cannot see the grand scheme of things, you would think is a challenge. So now, maybe he wanted to go somewhere. All of a sudden, he just fell sick. Bah! And he's chasing upon the bed. He becomes sick. Things are not working. He does not know that if he was okay and he went for that journey, that would have been the beginning of a more deeper problem. But no. He said, I'm sick. When you see a person praying about a thing, praying, and God seems not to be answering, sometimes I see the problem is getting worse. It's not always the devil. Look at what we are seeing there. He says, he's chastened also with pain upon his bed, and the multitude of his bones with strong pain. Verse 20. So that his life abhorreth bread, and his soul dainty meat. Verse 21. His flesh is consumed away, and it cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Verse 22. His soul draweth near unto the grave, and his life to the destroyers. If there be a messenger, That's where I'm going to now. If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand to show unto man his uprightness. Then he's gracious to show unto man God's uprightness. Then God is gracious unto him and said, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. He's speaking, I'm telling you, he's speaking in deep sayings here. There are many things that are happening in people's lives. They just need someone to show them to see, look at what is happening in the spirit of them. This is what you must do. I've seen this thing many times though. Can I talk about this one? There was a time in my life, some of you can remember. There was a time I traveled to a certain place, a certain part of this country. And every time I traveled there, whether for ministration or for anything, when I come back, I'll fall sick. Are you following me? It happened once. It happened again. It happened again. The third time, I said, God is showing me something. It's a warning sign. In fact, the interpreter God used to me was my wife. My wife said, this place that you, anytime you go to this place, I don't think you should go there again. Until further notice. Are you getting me? And the sickness will be very serious. Very serious. It will last for days. Almost, it must be 1 week. That's a warning sign. Praise the Lord. So, quickly, guidelines to dreams and visions. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 20 to 21. The Bible says, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. That means, don't despise them, but at the same time, prove all things. Are you following me? Let's go again. Don't despise, but prove. You know some people, they say, I forget dream. Forget. It's true that some dreams are not. Some dreams are actually lying visions. And that's why we need to have guidelines. So don't despise prophesying, but prove all things. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 29. The Bible says, let the prophets speak two or three, and let the other judge. Meaning, you can judge prophecy. You can judge visions. You can say, this thing, this is what it means. Have there been times where you have had dreams and visions and you thought it meant something, then later you find out it meant something else? Has that happened before? So, you have to judge it. For instance, when the Lord began to show me about Abuja, I thought it was just to plant a church the same way Lagos was planted, the way God wanted us to plant a church in Lagos. It took a while, some months, and it became clear that, it's not just plant, though, it's we also plant you. We also transplant you. Let me not lie. He paid me. Initially, he paid me. I said, don't leave this whole, find church like this. Leave Port Harcourt. Then go, But well, it is what it is. It's so clear now that, if I let me tell you the truth, anytime you see me in Port Harcourt, anytime I'm here, just know that I've been to beg God. I'm telling you. Because in God's mind, in the mind of God, your place of primary assignment, that's that place. You just be there. Anytime I want to come, I'll go and pray. Say, Baba, is there clearance? Okay. Father, should we go or should we stay? So, just bear with me. It's not as easy as people think. People think, I used to think that, you can just stand up and go where you want to go. There was a time I came, 1 week, one conference, what we had here, I came and said, don't worry, I will stay till Sunday. I was excited telling my wife, I will stay till Sunday in the dream. I saw an angel, but it took the face of a notable man of God in this country. He said, what are you doing here? Stand up and go to Abuja. Am I clear? I woke up like this. I told my wife, I said, I'm going. I'll pack my things. So Abuja people, we hail you. I don't know who else is going to pray that kind of bad prayer. Well, it has changed the course of my life till further notice. Praise the Lord. So, guidelines to dreams and visions. Number one, you don't make up visions. They are given by God. Don't make it up. Don't try to sound spooky. I don't know if you get me. Some people just, you go, they lie. Nonsense lie. Don't you don't make up visions and dreams. they are given by God. And let me tell you, one simple way to know you are lying is that when you start lying, your spirit will tell you you are lying. Your conscience will be telling you, oh, well, that one no happen. The guy, your conscience will be telling you that you are off, sir. Number two, not every dream and vision is from God. Some are demonic and devilish. Now, for the fact a dream is demonic and devilish does not mean it's fake. Oh. Let me explain. It's not only God that shows what he wants to do. Satan wants to show what he wants to do too. So, Satan can show you a plan and you have to stand up and pray against that plan. Are you with me? You rebuke it. You stand in prayer. You stand in warfare. Number three, sometimes a dream can be a result of a line of thought or emphasis in your life. Maybe you are thinking about this thing so much. You thought about a certain wig, thought about a wig to the point you started seeing the wig in your dream. It's not one. You gave yourself the dream. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 3, he says, for a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. Have you not seen children when they play so much during the day, when they are sleeping? He say, Chinedu, in his sleep. Who asked him what I'm talking about? The child is sleeping and shouting, Chinedu, Chinedu. Give me the ball. No, one day one small boy was around me sleeping. I was looking at him in his sleep. Give me the ball. You know, this boy has played. The play has entered from his soul into his spirit. Number four, you must be sound in the word of God. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. You know, we talked about that. Hebrews 4, verse 12. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So you must rightly divide the word of God. You must be sound in the word of God. Now, some people, they say they are sound in the word of God, but they are not. When they hear a dream, they say, no, it's not the word of God. I disagree. Sometimes it may not happen. No, be sound. Be properly sound. You know, somebody was telling me how she had a dream about a friend of hers. That so and so happened. So her family, to somebody in her family, like her dad. And the lady said, no, it cannot happen. That's not the word of God. And I said, wait. Jesus was warned. Jesus' father, Joseph, was warned in a dream. If you don't carry Jesus from this place, they go kill him. No. You say it's not the word of God. They warned Joseph about Jesus. So somebody would ask me, Pastor, what would have happened if they killed him? I don't know. I have an idea of what can happen, but it's too deep for my head to comprehend for now. They would have killed him. He was warned. There are some things you say, no, this cannot be God. It can mean something else. If I tell you the kind of things I've seen in dreams. That's why sometimes interpretation is not always literal. It's not always literal. I think I've shared it one time. I remember one time I had this weird dream. 2017, 2018, I had this weird dream. There was a girl I used to mentor in the university. And so in that dream, I saw her walking in a shopping mall, just walking like this. Walking in the shopping mall. And fell on the floor. I was doing, like she was dying and gasping for breath. But everybody was passing her like there was nothing going on. She was on the floor just shouting, help me, help me. And everybody was just walking and passing. So I was like, what's wrong with these people? Can't they see her dying? So I went and put my mouth and was just like blowing air into her, pressing her. So I was disgusted. I was like, why would I be doing that? It looked as if I was kissing her inside the dream. I was like, what is this? I was angry. I woke up and said, this is not the word of God. I rebuke every spirit. I said, how will I be kissing somebody inside the dream and giving the person air? What's the problem? After praying, later that evening, I just felt like God whispering to me, why not try and contact this lady and ask her, how are you? You've prayed, Abby. Ask her, how are you? And so I found a way, went to Facebook, messaged her. I said, can I get your number? I want to talk to you. So she used to call me Sir Dave. Like when I was in 500 level, she was in 100 level. So I was like kind of a mentor and all of that. So I called her. Mainly she picked because she said, you are a man of God. I said, what happened? He said, I saw you in my dream last night too. Aha. What did you see? I hope I wasn't in my mind. I want to say, I hope I was not kissing you. He said, in the dream, I saw myself looking wretched and you gave me some books to read. You prayed for me and said, I should read this book, and there were your books. I said, which books have I written? And I remember that there were some e-books I had written that time. He said, you came to Lagos to pray for me. You were in Lagos. I said, God, is that? So this is what you're trying to do, that I should pray for this girl and I should guide her spiritually. And the way I saw it was kissing somebody. Imagine, and I took it physically, literally. I started looking for the human being everywhere. See, I must fulfill what I saw. I must fulfill the heavenly vision. They just tell, false prophets arising. Sometimes, some people we call false prophets are not false. Not all of them. They are false already everywhere, but there are some people who are not false. It's just that they have not been trained to interpret what God is doing in the spirit realm. And so before you know, you have your house with oil, palm oil, sword, candle, chicken head. Before you know, you have become a native doctor. Okay. Number five, you must have the virtue of sincerity to agree with a dream is the result of prolonged thoughts or emphasis, and when the spirit is actually showing you something. So, one of the ways to really check dreams and visions is to think about it. That's the next point. Think about it. So, when you think about it and think through it, if you have the Holy Spirit within you, you will be able to check. So, when you have a dream or a vision, you stop and say, what does this thing really mean? You start thinking about it. The Bible says, as Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit of God spoke. The Holy Spirit spoke to him. So you think about it. What does this mean? What does this mean? You pray about it. You think about it. When you think through it, you cannot think, oh, no. You cannot see whether you were actually carried away or it was something from God. Usually, when it's from God, you will know. Your spirit man will know that, no, I was not the one thinking about this thing. I was not the one. I was not trying to make this up. Number seven, learn to write down your dreams. Learn to document them. The Bible says, write the vision, make it plain. Learn to document dreams and visions, not just dreams. No, let's take everything together. Are you with me? Dreams and visions. Learn to document them, write them down. Someone may say, oh, Pastor, what if I had a bad dream? Should I write it down? You can. Then you pray about it until you see something else. Are you with me? When you've seen something else in the place of prayer, you can cancel the old one. Because remember, dreams show what? Present spiritual position. Very important to that definition. Visions, not even just dreams. Visions, generally, they show present spiritual position. So, for instance, why is that present spiritual position important? Sometimes, when you see something, God is showing you what is happening now. In the next 2 weeks, it can change. Are you getting me? It can change. Present spiritual position. So, you learn to document them. Another reason why you need to document them is because sometimes it may take years to understand some things. Usually, pictures of your future has been shown to you already. Pictures of futures to come have been shown to you. But sometimes, when God is showing them to you, it does not make sense. Imagine you were Joseph. You dreamt. You saw grains. Grains. You know, if you study Joseph's dream very well, it was actually a complete story about all Joseph would do in Egypt. Why was it that it was grains that were bowing down to his own grain? Remember, Joseph now became prime minister in Egypt and was gathering grain and was gathering food. As at the time when Joseph was seeing that his brother's grain, or he was seeing sheaves, seeing grains bow down to his own grain, it did not make any sense. You know also, when he saw 11 stars and the sun and the moon bow down to him, do you know that some people have said Joseph wrongly interpreted that dream when he was in his father's house? Some people have said he just assumed that the 11 stars were his 11 brothers and the sun was his father and the moon was his mother. Some other theologians have said that the sun and the moon actually represented Egypt, because Egypt was worshipping the sun god Ra. Are you following me? They worshipped, among their pantheon of gods, one of the gods that they worshipped the most was Ra, which is the sun god.
So when God was showing Joseph that the sun and the moon will bow down to him, it was showing him that Egypt will bow down to him. So, but because of his present time frame, he limited this to daddy and mommy. I don't know if you get me. So sometimes you document them now because something you think you have, some things you think you have the meaning for now, in the future, the real meaning will show up. Okay, now you know this one. When you wake up with a dream or when you have a vision, your first response should be prayer. Even when you don't understand it, just pray about it. Don't let it just pass. Don't give the Holy Spirit the idea that you are a careless person. This one I learned by experience. I had a revelation like that. And I just woke up and went about my day. I woke up, went, prayed, did my thing and went around. In the evening, I was about to eat. I cannot forget, rice and beans that day. As I was about to eat, the Lord said, you couldn't even think about this vision. I said, I'm supposed to think about it. Lord, I'm sorry. He said, at least think about it. Pause and think about it. So pray, think. So pray about it. Even when you don't understand it, pray about it. Tell your neighbor, pray about it. Okay. Now, this next one. When dreams and visions are repeated, don't take them lightly. Did you hear what I said? When dreams and visions are repeated, don't take them lightly. Pray until you find a direction from the Lord on what next to do. Genesis 41 from verse 25. The Bible says, and Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God had shown Pharaoh what he's about to do. So there were two dreams, but Joseph was saying it's the same thing. You know, have you heard that scripture that says, God speaketh once, twice have I heard. Once has he spoken, twice have I heard. That power belongeth to God. So if God speaks once, you can hear it many times. Because when God speaks, the whole eternity vibrates. God can talk, hey! Just shout. And that shout, you will have like 10 visions from that shout. Are you with me? Once has he spoken, twice have I heard. So for instance, God shouted Abuja. Eh? See, the confirmations for us to go to Abuja, they are almost 40. I'm telling you, till today, as we are talking, confirmations that Pastor David is supposed to be in Abuja is still coming. There are even dreams and revelations that are coming to show some things that we're supposed to do after I move to Abuja. Do you understand that? Is that serious? So right now, I can't even lie to myself. Praise the Lord. When it's repeated, you will see Joseph saying verse 32, Genesis 41 verse 32. Joseph said, and for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice, it is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. When it's doubled, when it's repeated again and again, coming again and again, start praying, oh God, what should I do? What's the next step? What should I do? In fact, once is already a big deal. When it comes twice, three times, pay attention. Amen. And even if you're not the one having it, if people are having it and you are inside their dreams or you are inside, as long as it's coming again and again, regarding the same issue, regarding the same thing, it's not something to take lightly. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number 10, dreams and visions are not standing only leadings. I've said it before. They must agree with every other way God leads. Let me give you an instance. In 2019, I went for a camp meeting, my father in the Lord's camp, Reboot Camp. And then it was not even as popular as it is now. 2019, I went for this program. And during the break of one of the programs, I saw myself and him walking through a place in Port Harcourt. And he said, Borokiri is free. He said, Borokiri is free. Why not check out Borokiri? So I woke up. This was a dream. And I said, maybe we are supposed to have a church in Borokiri. So I went to Borokiri. Funny enough, I ran into somebody that I used to teach computer design some years ago. And we held the first meeting. It was powerful. We prayed and all that. We started having meetings there. After a while, I began to lose the desire to go there. So I went back and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. I said, God, I saw. I prayed, prayed, prayed. The more I prayed, the more the interest, the more the desire. I'll talk about this more on Sunday. Zeal and inclinations. The more the desire to go there just kept on dying and dying and dying. I said, okay, God, if you are the one, give me another sign. Give me another. I prayed, 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 nothing. Then I remember that God speaks once, twice have I heard. If it does not repeat itself, if there are no confirmations again, are you with me? If it's not coming again and again, you don't just stick your head out. Maybe I would have
we would have gone and said, we die at Burukiri. And God forbid. All that God has done in this side of Port Harcourt. I don't know if you are you with me? The zeal was not there again. No other dream came again. No other vision came again. No leading, no word, nothing, no witness, nothing. Because some people, they can have one dream, one standalone vision. And no other thing is coming. Maybe it's later. Wait. Are you with me? If they are not standalone leadings, they must agree. If God wants you to do something and he has given you a vision, pray about it. Fast about it. Let other confirmations come. Let there be other confirmations. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's one more, but we'll stop here. Hallelujah.